Hey everyone, it's Andy Bueller, statewide high school sports reporter and host of the Scorebook Live Today podcast. The coronavirus has shut down schools and halted high school sports, so we're going to take things up a notch here at Scorebook Live. Each day our own Dan Dickow is going to have on a new guest to this very podcast as a part of a special podcast series in addition to our weekly episode tackling the top stories across the state. The best way to keep up with that and what we do is head to scorebooklive.com/Washington, your home for Washington High School sports coverage, and subscribe to this podcast for free. Head to wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or a couple examples. Look up Scorebook Life today, hit subscribe, and while you're there, leave us a rating, a comment. It really helps us do what we do. So today, on our first special edition of this podcast, we welcome Gonzaga University strength and conditioning coach and a former Zag great, Mike Nilsson, to talk about how to get better at home, how to be a great leader in whatever you do, and much more. Some sage advice from Mike. So stay at home, follow Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home mandate so we can flatten this curve and make sure the coronavirus is a thing of the past, and stay tuned. But first, a word from our sponsor. Washington Federal is a bank based in Seattle that operates 235 branches, and it cares deeply about high school sports not only in the Seattle metro area, but across the entire state of Washington. Head to WashingtonFederal.com to learn more or visit your closest branch.
Dan Dickow, Scorebook Live, Washington, here with a return guest, a special guest to me. He was a teammate of mine, redshirt year at Gonzaga. He has done tremendous things in the world of athletics, both as a player at his time at Gonzaga and now as somebody who is a great resource for athletic training as well as nutritional and leadership training. We had him on for one of our Legends interviews on camera a few months back. Glad to have him now on the podcast. Mike Nilsson, how you doing today, bud?
Oh, I'm doing great. The sun's shining and I get to hang out with you, so it's a good day.
Absolutely. Yeah, unfortunately with this day being under quarantine for most people, or at least social distancing, we're spending our time together on the phone as opposed to in person, which is much more personable. You're able to interact. You can see people's facial expressions and body language. And that's something that's unique and different. And for someone like you who works closely with athletes in a number of different facets, you've had to adjust some of your training. How have you gone about this last week or so and really kind of looked at your training and how you want to impact your athletes?
Yeah, this is a great time to reflect on everything. You know, there's obviously a lot of heartache going on in the world, a lot of people hurting. And so I think we tend to think about people losing their jobs or losing their lives. And, of course, that's so serious and should be on the forefront. We also can't forget about our athletes because we have a lot of athletes that are hurting, too. And sports are some of the most important things in some of these young people's lives. And so what I love about these times is we can reflect and be able to look and say, yeah, we can still go out and we can still be in shape. We have to take care of our bodies because that mind, body, spirit is all connected. And if you're neglecting the body, the spirit and the mind is going to hurt too. So I've been encouraging all my athletes to stay up on their workouts. Of course, it has to change. You might not have the access to the same equipment, or you might not have a strength coach that's going to be maybe correct in form and encouraging you. But one nice thing is one of my favorite quotes is you can make gains or you can make excuses, but you can't make both. And so I think now's the time to not make an excuse, get out there and do what you can. And so a lot of the things that we do are how well can you manage your body weight? You know, basketball is not a game like maybe football where you have to maybe push against a 300-pound lineman. The end game for basketball is how well can you manage your body weight? And so now is a great time to be able to work on agility, quickness, balance, coordination. You can do a ton of body weight strength stuff. And then we've just been being really creative. Yesterday I did a personal training session over FaceTime. So I had one of my Gonzaga athletes dial them up, and was able to be able to kind of show them the form, show them the footwork, be able to watch their form on camera and get them off and going. So I think, you know, we don't know if we're going to be held up for a couple of weeks or for a couple of months. And to me, the answer is the same. You can still put in work.
You know, you mentioned the creativity that you've used to stay in touch with your athletes through FaceTime, and there's other medias that I've seen you use, social media and Instagram, Twitter being other ones that you use. Those are easy ways to impact and stay in touch with your athletes on the training side that you do physically. You also, with Hoop Commitment, do a terrific job, I think, of diving into leadership training as well as nutrition training. And I think those are two aspects right now that can be very important for parents and coaches. You know, for coaches, when you look at the leadership aspect of training, is there anything that you can think of, you know, just quickly that can be an impact for coaches as they check on their athletes, or, you know, they're looking to build kind of what their off-season regimen is going to look like to impact their athletes in more than just the basketball or whatever sport it may be field?
Yeah, I would say number one is you have to do it. It's never going to be perfect, but you know, you can't just talk about leadership or read leadership. You actually have to make the phone call, make the text, write the email. And so I think if you just commit to doing it, you're going to be so far ahead of the game. And then I have three levels of leadership, and I think this is exactly during these times, this is how you practice it. Level one is synergy. How do you create relationships with people? And it's really hard to have a relationship with someone if you're not in contact with them. So are you writing your players a little note? Are you shooting them a text? Are you shouting them out on social media? However you do it, I think you have to build that relationship. And then once you do that well, you're in the right to be a level two leader, which is sweat, which is lead through hard work. And I think during these times, if you want your athletes to work hard, you have to be working hard. What are you doing to get better? You have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, is now a time for you to be able to look at your program design, your coaching philosophy? Are you doing continuing education now? Are you taking care of your body? You're locked up in the house. Are you making sure you're doing the body weight workouts? And I think if you do level one, synergy, if you're building relationships with people, and level two, you're working hard and they can look at you and say, wow, coach is really taking advantage of this time too, then you earn the right to be a level three leader, which is to serve, which is to speak the truth with love. And there's going to be a lot of athletes that might have the wrong mindset on this. And it's a really delicate balance. I just had a sports psychologist on the episode on Tuesday. So if you guys are listening to the Hoop Commitment podcast, Ashley Bradshaw was on, and she talked about how do we really serve our athletes. Well, the first thing we need to do is to be able to have empathy for them and listen to them and let them be heard. Validate their feelings. Are they scared? Are they stressed? Are they confused? Listen to them, let them know that you hear them, and then the second thing you do is give them some direction. This is what we're going to do about it. And so I think, you know, that might not be the perfect roadmap for everyone, but I think the lesson in all of this is make the phone call, make the text, make the tweet, make the email.
That's some phenomenal advice, I feel, because, again, you know, there's steps to earning people's trust, and then there's steps to really being able to be part of an inner circle where people trust you to help them get to the next level that they want. And so I love the way you outline that. And, you know, the other piece that I think is very important in these times is because of everything that's going on, nutrition always tends to be, you know, an interesting touch point for athletes. It seems to be an interesting touch point for society in general. You know, you do a really good job with your Hoop Commitment stuff of focusing on proper nutrition for athletes. This can be an interesting time though, because students maybe aren't at school where they have access to a great lunch, or maybe a coach that's willing to help them out with a protein bar or a snack here or there. And the grocery stores are something else to navigate at this time, unfortunately. What would your advice be to athletes and more importantly, I guess, parents of how to really make sure their nutritional needs are covered?
Well, you'll notice I love to do everything in threes because I think three is the simplest form of complexity. So you notice there's three levels to leadership. You can't try and serve your athletes and start telling them what they need to do if you haven't passed level one, which is build a relationship. Or if you haven't done level two, which is lead by example. And I would say the same thing with the three levels of nutrition. now is a great time to practice nutrition. And what we're going to find is that most people take a bunch of steps back in this category, because when you get stressed or when you get thrown out of routine, usually nutrition is the biggest thing that pays. And so the three things I would have athletes do is, number one, make sure you get enough food in. You know, when you get thrown off a schedule, that's usually what happens, is that you start missing meals. And when you're going to school, you wake up every morning, it's really easy to eat breakfast right before you leave. But now if athletes are sleeping in till 10, 11, they might wake up at 9, but they might not be hungry. And so next thing you know, they're getting their first meal by noon or 1. And now the most important thing you could do if you want to be able to maximize performance and health is make sure you have the right amount of food in. So if I'm talking to parents or athletes, the first thing you could do is get up and get some good nutrition in. Make sure you're eating your 3 meals a day plus 1 or 2 snacks. So now if you're doing level 1, if you're eating 4 to 5 times a day, then the next thing that you want to do is you're going to want to make sure you have the right macronutrient breakdown. So for that breakfast, is it just toast and some oatmeal and a piece of fruit? Well, that's just carbohydrate, carbohydrate, carbohydrate. Even though there's 3 different food sources, it's just 1 energy source, it's carbohydrate. So you want to look at each one of those meals and make sure you have a protein source and a fat source. So if you're getting enough meals in, level 1, and you're getting protein, carbs, and fat, then this is the highest form of nutrition. This is level 3, which is whole foods. And a whole food is anything where the name of the food is the ingredient of the food. And so we know the apple is a whole food because the ingredient of an apple is an apple. The ingredient of chicken is chicken. And when you're at this level 3 of nutrition, that's when you start saying, man, how many single food ingredients can I get in throughout the day? And really, that's the highest level you need to get at. You don't need to weigh and measure your food. You don't need to take, you know, expensive supplements. If you're getting enough food in, let's say 5 meals a day with protein, carbs, and fats, and you're fighting to get those whole foods in, you're going to be ahead of 95% of the athletes as far as the nutrition goes.
Yeah, that's I love the fact that you break it down into 3 levels in each of these 3 very vital components. Not only for athletes, but for parents, for coaches, for teachers, really people in general, if they're wanting to be successful in whatever endeavor they're after. Last question for you, Mike. So if people are listening, I would imagine they're interested in hearing more about, you know, your philosophy or your approach. How can people follow the Hoop Commitment and kind of get the ability to learn more of what you teach and how you teach it?
Well, I would really urge everyone to go to hoopcommitment.com/earnyourx. And what I've done, I'm obviously working from home now, so I've committed to doing a daily 5-minute workout, bodyweight workout, doesn't require any equipment, for any coaches and parents that want to be able to stay in shape and train and be able to keep their mind sharp and their spirit high. Well, you got to train your body. So go on every day. I got a new workout for you. That could be strength or conditioning or balance or coordination. And then for athletes, I have a 5-minute ball handling routine every day with a professional basketball player. Matter of fact, I have your 5-minute video coming out here in the next week. And what's great is, you know, a lot of athletes want to go practice, but even when I was in high school, I didn't even really know how to practice well. You know, I go out and shoot, and the next thing you know, I'm kind of working on my Michael Jordan moves. And what I've done is, this is 5 minutes where you're actually with a professional basketball player doing the drill while you're watching your phone or your iPad or the computer. You could do it in your kitchen, do it in your garage, and it just takes you through all the same drills that they used to get them to the highest level. Also, gosh, we had Sam Dower on yesterday, and Kiara Kudrin. I have David Stockton, and of course the great Dan Dickow. So once again, it's all free. Go to hoopcommitment.com/earnyourx. You can also find me on social media at Hoop Commitment, or if you're ever interested in doing podcast stuff, you're obviously listening to a great podcast here. Hoop Commitment is all basketball nutrition, training, and leadership. I bring on the best minds in the world of basketball, and I just get to interview them. So that's where you can find me.
Well, I appreciate your time, Mike. Hopefully all of this uncertainty in the world clears up soon. But we'd love to have you on as a guest again soon and maybe update people on some of the things that you're working on as we are bringing new ideas to our podcast as well. And in the meantime, I love the way the phrase, the quote that you had. Let's finish with make gains, but not make excuses. So, Mike, we appreciate you joining, and keep motivating parents, coaches, and athletes in this time.
Thank you so much for all you do for our community, man. It's an honor to be on.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Mike, and we'll talk soon. We'll be right back.